Welcome to the Messy Wonderful Podcast, where I'll be giving you the real, raw truth about what it's like to be a mom of multiple kids, a full-time business owner, and a family with neurodivergent and neurotypical children. Motherhood, money, and business, possibly three of the scariest words out there. Growing your business and growing your family at the same time isn't easy. Join me as I share insights and tips on business strategy, finances, running a household, how to realistically travel with your kids, and how to get in touch with what really matters. I'm all about finding balance and being practical. Hey y'all, I'm so glad you're here. I'm Kimberly, wife, mom of four kids under the age of six, CPA, entrepreneur, diehard Disney fan, and travel lover. So grab your coffee or glass of wine, it's a Diet Dr. Pepper for me, and let's do those dishes, the laundry, chauffeur those kids around, or whatever else you've got on your task list today. We'll do it together because a life may be messy, but it's oh so wonderful. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Messy Wonderful Podcast, where we talk about all of the messy, wonderful parts of motherhood, entrepreneurship, neurodivergent parenting, and family finances. I'm so happy you've decided to join me this week. I know I say this every week, but I'm really excited about this week because this week we are talking about the myth of work-life separation. And yep, I said myth. Because the truth is that work-life separation doesn't actually exist, even for those of us who consider themselves experts in compartmentalization, yours truly included. I feel like hearing about work-life separation has become even more prevalent since the pandemic and the push to work from home. Our work and life are inherently intertwined, especially as moms of little kids. And instead of pushing against that, and attempting to force separation that honestly is just going to cause us stress, I really think it's important to work on finding a balance instead and seeing the joy or maybe just the benefits in not having true separation. Personally, I love what I do and it fulfills me in a different way than my family can. So my CPA practice gives me the opportunity to help entrepreneurs prepare themselves for tax season and make the most out of their money and business through tax strategies. Running this podcast and blog business allows me to share my financial, business, and travel knowledge while also connecting with other business-owning moms in ways that I couldn't before. My work also follows me everywhere I go because, well, I mean, I'm my work. A trip to Disney World with the kids is a blog post and travel know-how that I need to share with y'all. Client calls happen from my home office most days. My work and life are inherently intertwined, even more so than most people's. When I first started as an entrepreneur, I went absolutely crazy trying to find some sort of separation. Okay, well, not in year one, but then in year two. And that was just a joke because I had absolutely no boundaries. But all that led to was me dropping a ball or two, whether that was at work or my personal life. So instead, I decided to try work-life integration. And truly, it has really made things so much better. So, how can you achieve work-life integration too? Okay, know what it looks like to you. Your work-life integration and my work-life integration are probably going to look very different. Although I can assure you that if you are a mom who owns a business and has kids under the age of six, you're probably going to feel me on a deep level. But the first step to achieving your own balance is asking yourself, what's my ideal situation? What are my goals? Because when you know what you want your life to look like in all areas, you'll be able to decide how you can integrate them. I'll give you an example of my work-life integration to kind of get your brain flowing and those juices rolling. Okay. Moving a load of laundry from the washer to the dryer on my quote-unquote lunch break means that the clothes will be dry and ready for folding while I'm hanging out with the boys after school. So since I strategically choose when I do certain tasks based on when the kids are with me, this integration setup works perfectly. I talk more about how I strategize daily tasks in detail in episode 28, and you'll probably also hear me how I talk about outsourcing some of our laundry, which I do, but we don't outsource things like our towels, Vivi's laundry, things like that that are more frequent. So I still have to consider how I can integrate the remainder of laundry into my work life. Second, experiment. Okay, I know this one's totally shocking, but I seriously feel like almost everything in our lives these days is one giant experiment. I mean, the truth is that you're probably not going to get it right on the first try, or maybe even the fifth. It's kind of like parenting. The fourth kid totally gets the benefit of us practicing on the first three, and I totally feel bad for Hunter some days that he was like kind of our trial kid. Some days might look unintegrated and totally out of whack, and others won't. Experiment until you find a rhythm and flow that works for you, your business, and your family, and then also stick with it long enough to actually see if the results are what you are hoping for. Promise me that. Promise me that you're going to give it enough time to sink in and actually figure out if it's going to work or if you need what tweaks you need to make, if any. Okay, third, prioritize flexibility. I know this whole work from home thing is still a relatively new concept for most of us, especially if you're in America. But the biggest thing I've learned on my work-life integration journey is that the ability to be flexible is absolutely paramount to success. Last-minute things will pop up on you, both professionally and personally. I would argue more personally. But the key is to be able to prioritize moment to moment and work on what's actually most important at that time. Keeping running task lists based on priority and length is a huge time saver for me. And I talk more about that in episode 28 as well. And I want to let you know here that prioritizing flexibility, if you're like me and you have my personality type, that's hard. I get it. But the moment that you can allow more flexibility in your life, the easier things will get and the less stressed you will be. Okay, time blocking could be the new love of your life. Have you ever tried time blocking? I seriously love it. Now, of course, with kids, little ones, time blocking for me looks a bit different than the traditional idea. But I found that blocking my limited time actually allows me to be more productive and get more done, which definitely lends to the whole work-life integration thing. The other thing that I'll say on time blocking that I've realized more recently is that instead of working on perfecting something for 2 hours, I only allow myself to spend 30 minutes on it. And y'all, it's still really good after 30 minutes. I don't need to spend the extra 90, quote unquote, perfecting it. But I want to give you an example of how I make time blocking work for me. So there are only certain times of the day that I check my email and respond. I just can't afford to switch gears all day as emails roll in with urgent matters, and most tax matters really aren't urgent and need to be answered in the next 60 seconds. But more importantly, I pick one 60-minute block each day for the thought work that I do not want interrupted. This 60-minute period is frequently from 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. or 8:30 to 9:30 p.m., but those odd hours are well worth not having any distractions. So you heard that right, 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. in the morning before everyone wakes up, or 8:30 to 9:30 at night when everybody's pretty much sleeping, chances home, and I can get things done. So truly, what I want to leave you with is that the key to work-life integration is finding the style and flow that fits you best. It fits your family, it fits your business, and all of our families and all of our businesses are different. And I don't want you worrying about what you're supposed to do because society says so. It might take some time and it will definitely take some unlearning, but I truly believe that integrating your work and your life will allow you more freedom and flexibility, which will ultimately bring you more enjoyment in life. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending part of your day with us. If you love today's episode, be sure to share it with a friend. Any resources mentioned today will be linked in the description, and you can always find even more details in the show notes. And remember, you can find us over on Instagram at messy_wonderful. We hope you'll subscribe to the show so you get notified when a new episode comes out. We'd also be so grateful if you take just a second to leave us a review. We appreciate your reviews and sharing about the show more than you know. See y'all next week.